Well, January 5th is another great saint's feast day, St. John Newman of Philadelphia. He's buried 3 hours from here, so you have Mother Seton, 1 hour up the road. St. John Newman, 3 hours up the road in Philadelphia. The actual pronunciation is Neumann. He's from Bohemia, but up in Philadelphia and most of America, they call him St. John Newman. He was born in 1811 in Bohemia, modern-day Czech Republic. A brilliant young man, excelled at languages. By the time he was, in his early 20s, he had mastered 6 languages, could speak 6 languages fluently. As a young man, he was very interested in science and medicine, but he was called by the Lord to enter the seminary. So he entered the seminary, a very poor seminarian, but he, in as far as material goods, but very spiritually wealthy because he was so close to the Lord, he had this great desire to go to North America. And so he traveled right before he was ordained a priest, traveled by across the sea by boat, took 40 days to get there. He arrived in New York City with $1 in his pocket and 1 suit of clothes. He was, again, just about to be ordained a priest, and he was ordained a priest at the age of, he was ordained in 1836. So he was ordained at the young age of 25, and he would be a parish priest for the next 4 years, working mostly in Buffalo, New York, and the Niagara Falls area of New York State. And he was very short in stature. He's one of the shortest saints in the history of the church. The little children would always giggle at him because when he rode by on the horse, his feet could not reach the stirrups. So the children got a kick out of that. But he loved the children. He always carried candy in his pockets and would give the candy to the children. His first parish was 900 square miles. And he would travel every day, 10 to 20 miles a day, or he would walk, and he would go visit these churches in that area. But after about 4 years, he felt very isolated as a parish priest, so he joined the Redemptorists. He wanted the community support of a religious order. So he went down to Baltimore and was accepted by the Redemptorists, and he was the first professed Redemptorist in the United States to make his profession in the United States. And it was in the Church of St. Alphonsus in Baltimore. I hope all of you have a chance to go there someday. If you're ever in Baltimore, go to St. Alphonsus, one of the most beautiful churches in America. It looks like a European cathedral. The stained glass windows, the statues. In fact, they're renovating it right now, cleaning all the windows. It really is a magnificent church. And that's where he made his profession as a Redemptorist. Well, then he was sent to do missions. And he gave missions here in Virginia, in Maryland, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and New York. He was known for his kindness and his gentleness and for promoting the establishment of Catholic schools. Well, then at the age of 41, he was chosen by Pope Pius IX to be the 4th Bishop of Philadelphia. And this, of course, was a big shock to him and a big shock to the people of Philadelphia. They wanted an Irish bishop, somebody that was like tall, dark, and handsome, somebody that would be able to, smooth all the upper crust of Philadelphia society. And there they were sent, this little Bohemian who with a thick accent, but by this time he knew 12 languages. And so he was there in Philadelphia for 8 years. He got a very cold reception, as I mentioned. It wasn't really, for him, the city of brotherly love. It was more the city of brotherly shove for him. But he worked there for 8 years until his death. And during that short period of time, he built 80 new Catholic churches for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. When he got there, there were 2 Catholic schools. When he died 8 years later, there were 100 Catholic schools. His goal was to have every Catholic parish have an elementary grade school. He would write catechisms. He promoted the 40 hours devotion, which is the Eucharistic adoration for a period of 40 hours. Every parish would have it. In fact, they still do up in Philadelphia, 40 hours of Eucharistic adoration to commemorate the 40 hours between Christ's death and his resurrection. He brought in the Christian Brothers into the diocese and many orders of nuns, even established his own order of sisters as well. He collapsed on the street, perhaps of a stroke or exhaustion. He died at the young age of 48. He died on January 5th, 1860. And he was most well known and well loved for his kindness and his gentleness. He had the largest funeral in the history of Philadelphia up to that point. Before he died, he began construction on the cathedral, which is magnificent. If you go to Philadelphia, visit the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul, which St. John Newman began. And his burial place is 5th and Girard at the church there. I hope all of you get a chance to visit his tomb, and you can see how short he was because it's in a glass case. So you can see and pray at the tomb of this great saint. He was beatified in 1963, canonized in 1977, the first bishop from the United States ever to be canonized. So I give you a blessing with the relic of St. John Newman. Through the intercession of St. John, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.